Sunny skies, 57. Still windy outside. This is the Paragon Noon News Break. I'm Jared Aitza. An Alabama man was arrested recently for allegedly distributing drugs in the Weatherford Walmart. According to a probable cause affidavit, 23-year-old David Frederick Yu of Montgomery, Alabama, was charged in Custer County District Court on October 18th with two counts of unlawful possession of controlled drug with intent to distribute. The court document stated that on the afternoon of October 15th, the Weatherford Police Department was advised by the Walmart Asset Protection Officer that there was an individual selling narcotics inside the building. However, the person ran out of the building when confronted by the employee. Police were given a description of the vehicle and the suspect. Officers eventually found and pulled over the suspect, who had a female passenger with him. Both suspects were detained. Officers searched the vehicle and were able to find several small plastic bags containing a green leafy substance, later identified as marijuana, a brown eyeglass case containing plastic bags with white stems, as well as purple and white mushroom caps, a glass container filled with what was later identified as marijuana buds, a bong and three touchscreen cell phones, a tray, two smoking devices, a metal grinder, a plastic grinder, seven lighters, several more baggies containing suspected marijuana and mushrooms, and a scale with marijuana residue and various other drug-related paraphernalia. The affidavit stated that in total, the bags contained about 474 grams or about 1 pound of marijuana and about 87 grams or 3 ounces of mushrooms. Samples were taken and sent off to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation for testing and confirmation. Yu was arrested and booked into the Weatherford City Jail. He was later transferred to the Custer County Detention Center. A preliminary hearing for Yu has been scheduled for December 3rd. This week, Congressman Frank Lucas of Cheyenne, U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe, and U.S. Senator James Lankford introduced the Harmon, Oklahoma Act, a bill that would ensure Harmon Memorial Hospital, a rural hospital in Hollis, can remain open. This bill is the next step in a long list of efforts the members have engaged on in an attempt to help prevent Harmon and other hospitals from closing. In a joint statement, Lucas said, quote, after years of back-and-forth communication with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, he was happy to hear that CMS has provided flexibility and extended the hospital's designation as a critical access hospital. Lucas went on to say Congress must pass the Harmon, Oklahoma Act, ensuring Harmon Memorial can continue to provide local health care for communities. He concluded by saying that he's looking forward to making sure rural communities across southwest Oklahoma have access to the essential services Harmon Memorial provides. Senator Jim Inhofe said in the statement that while the extension secured in June due to the public health emergency will give the hospital some peace of mind, the Harmon Act will solidify the hospital's future. This will ensure the essential workers that are serving the surrounding community can continue to do their work for years to come, benefiting all the folks in the area who rely on the hospital services. Senator James Lankford said after years of countless phone calls and letters pushing the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to extend Harmon Hospital's critical access status, they finally attained a temporary extension for their status earlier in the year. The bill holds the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to their word by ensuring Harmon Hospital can maintain its critical access designation to prevent bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. from forcing them to close their doors and hurt the neighbors in southwest Oklahoma. In state news, the Grand River Dam Authority investigating a fire. Oklahoma News Network's Margo Moreno has that.
Officials at the Grand River Dam Authority say that as soon as they can enter the area where a fire broke out Tuesday at their main power plant east of Shoto, they will begin a full assessment as to the cause of the fire and the extent of the damage. The fire started near the Unit 3 generator. Officials say there were no injuries and the fire did not impact the plant's ability to deliver electricity. I'm Margo Moreno.
Recapping our top story, a man arrested after allegedly selling drugs in a local Walmart. Once again, seeing sunshine in 57. This has been the Paragon Noon News Break. I'm Jared Aitza. This is your Paragon News Update for October 28th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Aitza. An Alabama man was arrested recently for allegedly distributing drugs in the Weatherford Walmart. According to a probable cause affidavit, 23-year-old David Frederick Yu of Montgomery, Alabama, was charged in Custer County District Court on October 18th with two counts of unlawful possession of controlled drug with intent to distribute. The court document stated that on the afternoon of October 15th, the Weatherford Police Department was advised by the Walmart Asset Protection Officer that there was an individual selling narcotics inside the building. However, the person ran out of the building when confronted by the employee. Police were given a description of the vehicle and the suspect. Officers eventually found and pulled over the suspect, who had a female passenger with him. Both suspects were detained. Officers searched the vehicle and were able to find several small plastic bags containing a green leafy substance, later identified as marijuana, a brown eyeglass case containing plastic bags with white stems, as well as purple and white mushroom caps, a glass container filled with what was later identified as marijuana buds, a bong and three touchscreen cell phones, a tray, two smoking devices, a metal grinder, a plastic grinder, seven lighters, several more baggies containing suspected marijuana and mushrooms, and a scale with marijuana residue and various other drug-related paraphernalia. The affidavit stated that in total, the bags contained about 474 grams, or about 1 pound of marijuana, and about 87 grams, or 3 ounces of mushrooms. Samples were taken and sent off to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation for testing and confirmation. Yu was arrested and booked into the Weatherford City Jail. He was later transferred to the Custer County Detention Center. A preliminary hearing for Yu has been scheduled for December 3rd. This week, Congressman Frank Lucas of Cheyenne, U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe, and U.S. Senator James Lankford introduced the Harmon, Oklahoma Act, a bill that would ensure Harmon Memorial Hospital, a rural hospital in Hollis, can remain open. This bill is the next step in a long list of efforts the members have engaged on in an attempt to help prevent Harmon and other hospitals from closing. In a joint statement, Lucas said, quote, "After years of back and forth communication with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, he was happy to hear that CMS has provided flexibility and extended the hospital's designation as a critical access hospital." Lucas went on to say Congress must pass the Harmon, Oklahoma Act, ensuring Harmon Memorial can continue to provide local health care for communities. He concluded by saying that he's looking forward to making sure rural communities across southwest Oklahoma have access to the essential services Harmon Memorial provides. Senator Jim Inhofe said in the statement that while the extension secured in June due to the public health emergency will give the hospital some peace of mind, the Harmon Act will solidify the hospital's future. This will ensure the essential workers that are serving the surrounding community can continue to do their work for years to come, benefiting all the folks in the area who rely on the hospital services. Senator James Lankford said after years of countless phone calls and letters pushing the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to extend Harmon Hospital's critical access status, they finally attained a temporary extension for their status earlier in the year. The bill holds the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to their word by ensuring Harmon Hospital can maintain its critical access designation to prevent bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. from forcing them to close their doors and hurt the neighbors in southwest Oklahoma. In state news, the Grand River Dam Authority investigating a fire. Oklahoma News Network's Margo Moreno has that.
Officials at the Grand River Dam Authority say that as soon as they can enter the area where a fire broke out Tuesday at their main power plant east of Choteau, they will begin a full assessment as to the cause of the fire and the extent of the damage. The fire started near the Unit 3 generator. Officials say there were no injuries and the fire did not impact the plant's ability to deliver electricity. I'm Margo Moreno.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $83.06. That's up 40 cents. Brent crude at $84.55, that's down 3 cents. Natural gas at $5.73, that's down 46 cents. Recapping our top story, a man arrested after allegedly selling drugs in a local Walmart. Once again, your Paragon News update for October 28th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's in thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20-30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. People that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. You know, a 30-minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.